You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
My service to the Lord, I always emphasize one point.
不是一厢情愿的传福音，而是求主在两方面都安排好的前提之下，我们把福音带出来。
Therefore, it's not only important that we have a heart and a mind to preach the gospel, but we also need the circumstances whereby we can impart on that message.
这个礼拜五，这个礼拜六就是我们一年一度的全教会的布道会。
This weekend will be our annual evangelical meeting.
我们实在在布道会之前，我们求主给我们这样的一个祷告。
I hope that we have this prayer in front of our God.
不只是求主把讲员把信息带来，也让每一个参加的人都觉得也有感受，这个信息是对我是有那么重要的影响。
Not only do we pray for a message to be delivered by the speakers, we also pray that the audience who come will have a receptive heart.
今天早上我愿意在这边弟兄姊妹一起思想跟传福音有关系的，我们怎么样去帮助人，怎么样去得人，怎么样得到那样的一种智慧，带人到主的面前。
Therefore, today I want to impart upon you a message of the wisdom of winning souls.
在传福音的工作上，我们很清楚，我相信每一个人都同意我，热心。虽然好，但是更重要的，或者应当配合的，是有智慧的热心，或者有热心的智慧。
I believe that in our preaching of the gospel, we all agree that we need to have a zeal to preach the gospel, but then maybe more importantly, we should have the wisdom to do so.
箴言书十一章三十节告诉我们说，有智慧的人就能得人。
And in the Proverbs 11, the 30 verses tell us that to win soul is to have wisdom.
我们常常讲到传福音，在福音的这一个整理上，有三个很重要的 M 这个字在英文。
In our preaching of the Gospels, it's important to have three M.
每一次我们传福音，我们常常希望能够检讨这三个 M。
Many times before we go and preach the gospel, we want to investigate about these three M's.
到底我们所传的 message 那个信息是什么
？First of all, what is our message?
第二，我们传福音的 motive 那个动机是什么
？Secondly, what is our motive?
然后我们要提到传福音的 method， 它的方法是什么
？Thirdly, what is our method?
在 message 跟 motive 在信息和动机的前提之下，不要牺牲传福音。In the method 方法
While it's important to have the message and the motives, the methods should never be neglected.
Message, 当我们传福音的信息，当然在基督教里面，在教会里面，我们只有一个题目，就是保罗所说的耶稣基督。
And of course, the theme of our message is always Jesus Christ Himself.
那么 motive 的动机是什么呢？
Yeah, what is our motive for doing so?
刚才我们听林弟兄在带我们读哥林多后书第五章十一节到二十一节的时候，我们看见保罗提到他传福音的动机。
The scripture we have just read, the Second Corinthians chapter 5, will tell us what Paul said that should be our motives.
保罗提到两个非常重要的动机，在十一节告诉我们说，他说基督是可畏的，所以我去劝人，所以我去传福音。
Paul told us that Christ is God is fearful, therefore I recommend people to believe in Him.
我们常常强调我们的神是慈爱的父。
Many times we emphasize the mercifulness of our God.
今天在这个时代，我们需要常常强调神慈爱的那一面，不错。
And indeed, we have to emphasize the merciful aspect of our God in this age.
但是所有的事情，什么时候你走到一个极端的时候，就开始会有危险。
And yet, every time when we reach an extreme, there's always danger.
我们越来越发现，今天的教会谈爱谈到一个过分的地步，我们忽略了我们的神也是一位可畏的一位主。
Many a time, the church may have reached an extreme.When we talk about the love of God, because we have neglected the fearfulness of our God.
那么保罗继续说，基督的爱激励我，所以我去传福音，去传那与神和好的福音。
Paul said that because of the love of Christ that compels me to preach the gospel.
所以基督的渴慰和基督的大慈爱这两个力量成为激励保罗传福音的两个很重要的动机。
Therefore, the fearfulness of God and His mercy are compelling Paul to preach the gospel.
但是今天早上我不从信息不从动机而是从方法的角度我们再一次检讨我们今天传福音的这样的一些方式。
Today is not my purpose to emphasize the message or the motives, but rather put attention to what is our method.
圣经里面很明显的，耶稣基督是那个 master soul winners， 他是那一个带领人信主最好的一个模范和榜样。
Clearly, Christ is the model of our soul winning.
在约翰福音里面，我们看见耶稣基督好几次在个人的接触上给我们带出一些传福音的典范。
And many times Christ gives us models of winning souls in the book of John.
当我这一个礼拜在准备的时候，我整理了有七次主耶稣基督跟这些还没有信主的人在谈话的一些个案的一些记载。
In this week, as I reviewed the Gospels, I noticed seven times how Jesus conduct himself in a personal manner, in preaching the gospel.
特别是在约翰福音里面
particularly in the Book of John.
但是因为时间的关系，我们没有办法多看这七个。但是我们盼望今天能够注意到两个很典型的例子。
Because of time, I cannot mention all those seven incidences, but we do want to mention two.
在约翰福音第三章和第四章前后连续有两个紧密的连在一起的耶稣个人布道的例子。
And in chapter 3 and chapter 4 of the book of John, there are two separate and yet intimately relating instances whereby Jesus conducts his personal evangelism.
我们没有时间看这两处的圣经，不过请各位翻到约翰福音第三章，当我讲的时候，可以看你手上的圣经。我们盼望从圣经里面归纳得人的智慧，从耶稣的身上我们学到一些什么功课。
If you would turn to the book of John chapter 3 so that we can learn some of the wisdoms to win souls.
在约翰福音第三章我们都很熟，特别是十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生等等，这一节圣经我们都很熟悉。
Of course, the third chapter of the book of John is very familiar to us, particularly John 3:16.
但是我常常这样，也许埋怨，不应该用埋怨这两个字。很多时候我发现中文圣经受印刷和排版的影响，很难发现到底一个人讲话讲到哪里停止，或者讲到哪里讲完。
Many times I discover a shortcoming in the Chinese translations in the sense that one do not discover quickly where the dialogue end.
你看在第十节，耶稣回答说，就下面开始一大串的讲话，到底讲到哪里停了？你在中文圣经看不出来。
For example, in verse 10, it said that Jesus replied the following and so on.
在他的排版来看，好像到十五节好像告一个段落，十六节好像是约翰福音的作者约翰所讲的神爱世人，甚至像他的独生子赐给他们的这样的一段话。
The dialogue seems to have ended on the verse of 15, and from 16 on, it seems to be editorial statement.
但是如果我们看英文圣经，我们就很清楚发现，主耶稣从第十节开始讲，一直讲到二十一节，才把这一段话讲完。
And yet in the English translation, we clearly see that Jesus' statement starts from verse 10 and would not end until verse 21.
所以约翰福音三章十六节是主耶稣亲口所宣告的福音的一段话语。
Therefore, John 3:16 is a declaration of Christ who made it himself.
今天我们没有时间看整段的这一段经文给我们的一些教训。
We do not have time this morning to study in detail this portion of the scripture.
我们注意到主耶稣跟尼哥底母在谈福音的时候，他是怎么样从一些引言带到主题。
And yet, in the conversation with Nicodemus, we know how Jesus started from some unimportant things leading to the theme of his message.
我们一般来说，个人布道大概有四个步骤。
Personal evangelism may involve three steps.
第一个步骤就是怎么样开始跟他开始谈话，开始对话。
The first step is to start the conversation.
天南地北都可以作为这个讲话的这个话题。
All kinds of topics can start the conversation.
所以我常常说，我们基督徒不要孤陋寡闻，只是捧着一本圣经，让我们能多一点知识，是为做福音的缘故。
Many times I believe that Christians should be knowledgeable in all events so that they can start to preach the gospel.
也许 Yankees 跟这个 Red Sox 的这个棒球比赛的这种记录，也许是一个很好的我们传福音的开场白。
Maybe the record of Red Sox is a very good starting point.
我在讲的时候，我看下面的反应，发现很多人这两天在不知道在 Boston 发生的大事。
Judging from the expression of the audience, I would think that many of us do not understand what's the big things happening in Boston lately.
你都不知道前天当 Boston 输掉的时候，哇， Boston 大家好泄气。
And you may have missed the despair of the Bostonian when Red Sox lost a couple days ago.
不过你不要误会，以为李牧师在家里面天天看电视，我也没有看就是了。
But please don't misunderstand me that I glued to the television all the time.
但是为了能够抓住一些机会跟一些人谈话，所以我每一天很注意看那个比数，到底今天赢了还是明天输了。
But in order to use that as the beginning of a conversation, I always pay attention to the scores.
很多时候我们在传福音的时候需要有一个话题来开始。
Many times we need a starting point in our personal evangelism.
个人布道的第二点呢，就是怎么样转入主题。
The second step is to turn into the main theme.
就是你不要整个半个钟头、一个钟头、两个钟头全在讲 Red Sox， 然后主耶稣都不讲了。
You should not spend 1 or 2 hours just on Red Sox and forget about Jesus Christ.
然后呢，第三个主题呢，就是怎么样帮助对方，他已经听到了福音以后，帮助他决志接受耶稣。
Thirdly, after you render the message, is to help your friend how to accept this as into his personal belief.
第四就是他信了以后怎么样带他到教会，怎么样让他在信仰上长进，所谓 follow up 栽培带领的工作。
Fourthly, is after they accept Christ that you should lead them to the church in terms of follow up.
开始这个谈话。
First, the beginning of the dialogue.
转入主题。
Turning back to the thing.
接受耶稣。
Accept Christ.
栽培带领。
And to support the growth.
请问这四样哪一样最难？
Of four steps, which is the most difficult?
如果我要问的话，大家举手，可能我相信这四种说难的都有人。
If I have to ask this question, I think a lot of people have different answers.
为什么呢？因为我们的个性不一样。
The reason for that is we are all different in our character.
以我的个性来讲，
As far as I'm concerned,
我跟一个陌生人天南地北，什么话都可以从头谈起，没有问题。
I can start a conversation with any strangers with no difficulty.
我的问题在哪里呢？是第二步。
But my difficulty is the second part.
我会跟这个人天南地北谈的天花乱坠，但是就是没有办法进到主题讲耶稣基督。
I may spend a lot of time talking about the unimportant event, but I have difficulty in turning back to the thing.
所以今天早上我们从尼哥底母这件事情上面，我个人就有很强烈的领受，主耶稣怎么样从一些外面的话题转入主题的一个技巧。
As far as I could say, I am deeply moved how Jesus turned his dialogues with Nicodemus into the theme of his message.
也是在我们这一个礼拜，当我们要去劝人来参加这个布道会的时候，我们怎么样能够进到主题，告诉他们我们请他来聚会的这样的一个动机。
And this is also a model to teach us how to lead friends into our evangelical meeting this Saturday.
请我们注意第三节和第五节。
Let's pay attention to verse the third and fifth.
我们在这两节圣经都看见一个主题，就是神的国。
And we see a theme in this portion of the scripture that is the kingdom of God.
第三节怎么样进神？怎么样见神的国？第五节怎么样进神的国？
And we know how to know the kingdom of God and how to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们听翻译就发现，我们中文讲见，他把它翻译成 know， 因为在中文是见神的国，这个见字就有 understanding， 有明白的意思。所以第三节主耶稣是提到你怎么样能够明白上帝的国的事情，第五节讲到你怎么样能够进入神的国，这是两个不同的层面。
There are two steps here involving first, third, that is to understand the kingdom of God, and then the second way is to enter into the kingdom of God.
这里面都有一个很大的试探，我会花时间去解释这些东西。不过我还是回到我们的主题，我们不去解释进和见的不同。
I'm attempting to explain this further, but then I think I should go back to my thing.
但是请各位注意，第三节和第五节，当耶稣说话的时候，圣经怎么样来描写？
When Jesus start his dialogue, please notice how the scripture describes Jesus.
第三节耶稣回答说，第五节耶稣说。
Verse 3 is a reply of Jesus. Verse 3 is a verse fifth is the declaration of Christ.
所以在这里我们看见很明显的，虽然这两句话的内容是重点是一样，但是当主耶稣提到这句话的时候，圣经里面所说的，一个是回答，一个是平铺直述的说。
Even though the content of those two statements were similar, yet the scripture make a distinction of a reply versus a declaration.
所以第三节是这样读的：耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Verse 3 is said in reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
好，那么换句话说，这是耶稣回答的一句话。
Therefore, this is a reply of Christ.
那么请问他答哪一个问题呢？
May I ask, what is he answering for?
那我们就看第二节，因为第三节是在第二节的后面，所以我们看第二节尼哥底母问了一句什么话。
In search of the question, we go back to verse 2.
但是我们在第二节找不到这个问题。
And yet there was no question raised in verse 2.
因为第二节不是一个问题。
Because verse 2 is not a question.
因为第二节是尼哥底母到耶稣面前来给他戴的一顶高帽子。
It was rather a prologue of Nicodemus.
他告诉耶稣说：“哎呀，你很好，你很伟大，你很了不起，你是从上帝那里来的，等等等等。”
He said, Rabbi, you know, we know that you are a teacher who come from God and the one who could perform miraculous signs.
所以这个第三节，耶稣回答就很奇怪了，很特别。
Therefore, it's a strange reply of Christ, whereby no question was asked.
那么，既然在第二节找不到这个问题。
Since we cannot find this question in verse 2,
那我们就到第三节来找这个问题。
We go back to verse 3 to find the question.
第三节的答案是我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
The answer was, I tell you the truth, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以这个问题是什么呢？
So what is the question?
怎么样能够见神的国？
How can I see the kingdom?
怎么样能够明白神的事情？
How can I understand the matter of God?
所以但是这句话不在第二节。
Yet it was not expressed in verse 2.
那么为什么会这样？我讲了半天，我希望大家不要给我搞糊涂了。简单的说，耶稣在第三节的那个答案是向着一个问题，到底怎么样能够明白神的事情。
Simply put, Jesus answered a question about the kingdom of God.
我相信主耶稣在那个时候知道尼哥底母心里面那个问题是什么。
Because I believe that Jesus knew the question of Nicodemus in his heart.
今天当我们要去传福音的时候，
Today when we preach the gospel,
求主给我们得人的智慧，让我们能够知道这个人心里面真正的问题在哪里。
May God give us the wisdom to understand the real questions in the man's heart.
你要知道人的问题在哪里，弟兄姊妹，有一个很重要的技术，我们要先装备自己。
In order to know the man's questions, we have an art whereby we can have ourselves ready.
我们常常以为去传福音就嘴巴里面喋喋不休讲，讲了神爱你，讲了很多圣经上面的归纳出来，那个人就会信耶稣了。
Many times during personal evangelism, we have a lot of message. We talk about a lot of things about Jesus.
我觉得今天我们传福音，或者觉得我个人传福音，一直有一个很大的缺陷，就是我讲太多，听太少。
Yet the shortcoming that I discover is that we may have say too much.
师母跟我们在各地常常被邀请讲一个主题，一个题目叫夫妇沟通之道。
Many times, Mrs. Lee and I was invited speakers to talk about the spouse communication.
我们越来越有负担，越来越有感觉，在讲夫妇如何谈话以前，要先教这些夫妇如何听话。
We do have a burden whereby before we teach the husband and wife to communicate, we have to teach them how to listen to each other.
很多丈夫和妻子的沟通不在于沟通技巧本身，而在于你根本不懂得怎么样好好用，先用耳朵。
The problems of communication between husband and wife is not so much with communication, but rather that they fail to listen to each other.
换句话说，我们传福音需要有一个智慧。
In other words, in our personal evangelism, we need a wisdom.
我们要学习看一个人化妆下面的真面貌。
We have to recognize a real person behind their makeup.
我们要学习听那个没有说出来的心声。
And we had to listen to the questions that was not asked.
原来我再说一遍，今天我们传福音的失败是因为我们讲太多，听太少。
May I emphasize again that a lot of times we fail because we have not listened enough.
为什么一个医生要先听你讲你的苦水，听你吐苦水？
Why is a physician has to take your personal history first?
因为他这样才能够对症下药。
Because then he can make a diagnosis and treat accordingly.
但是今天我们传福音太聪明了。
Yet today we are maybe too wise in our personal evangelism.
我们一眼一看，哦，这个人需要这个，就拼命讲一大套，结果完全不切题。
Many times we take a look and we decide that this is what that person needs, and then we tell them a lie.
我们十分相信，今天在我们四周有很多尼哥底母。
We do believe that there are a lot of Nicodemus among us today.
当他来找耶稣的时候，当他来到教会里面的时候
，When they come to Jesus, when they come to the church.
表面上我告诉弟兄姊妹，我们很难不容易看出他真正里面的那个难处在哪里。
From the surface, from the outside, it's very difficult to see their inner need.
今天这个世界是很会化妆自己的一个世界。
Today the world is an expert in the, putting on makeup.
不要说今天在教会的外面，
Not only outside the church.
原谅我大胆地说，今天在教堂的里面。
If you pardon me, even within the church itself,
我们真正能够用真面貌彼此相对的，可能很凤毛麟角。
And it is where we can be communicate with each other with our inner self.
所以，为什么耶稣在当年他对着这些法利赛人，会用很严厉的话责备他们说：“你们这些假冒伪善的人。”
Why is it that Christ was so stern when they talked to Pharisees, saying that you are hypocrites?
Hypocrite 这个字在原文在希腊文提醒我们是一个演员的意思，一个 actor 的意思。
Hypocrites in the Greek meaning that you are an actor.
所以今天我们不只是传福音，我们要求主给我们智慧。我们今天在教会里面弟兄姊妹的关怀和爱，求主也给我们有爱的洞察力。
Therefore, not only do we preach the gospel to on a personal basis, we also should understand each other on an inner sense.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.